Kick-Ass Vets, sharing tips to help empower you to take control of your career. Hello and welcome back. My name's Anne for Kick-Ass Vets Podcast, and this is episode 19, Kick-Ass Tips and Tricks for New Grads. So you've just graduated. Congratulations. You are now a doctor. We're so excited to have you as part of our club. And we really hope that you can find a place where you absolutely love your profession and you're having fun. That being said, we have all been there and we all know how nerve-wracking and terrifying it can be, especially when you're in a consult and there's a case and you're not really quite sure what's going on with it, or, you know, you might know what's wrong, but you're not quite sure exactly which medication to use or what dose or things like that. And you get yourself in a situation with the clients where you don't know what to say, you don't know what to look up, and you just need a little bit of extra help. These are going to be some tricks and tips that I still use today, you know, 6 years out of school, lots of experience, use them all the time, that are really helpful in terms of giving you a little bit of breathing space and time when you're dealing with those consults where you don't want to kind of lose face and you want to keep that, you know, that pretense of knowing exactly what you're doing and being confident, which is important. So the first little tip, forget your stethoscope. Don't bring your own stethoscope into the consult room with you, or, you know, something else, a watch, a thermometer, something like that. Forget it out of the room so that if you're in a situation where you're like, oh man, I really don't know what's going on, you can say, oh, sorry, you know, forgot my stethoscope. I'm going to go grab that. I'll be back in a second. Then you have a chance to go look stuff up, phone a friend, you know, ask your mentor, ask your boss, that sort of thing. And if it takes you a bit of time to get back into the room, simply say, oh, sorry, I got caught in the treatment room with a sick little critter. You know, if you make that excuse of something was really sick and I had to deal with it and that's what took me so long, no one's going to think twice about that. They're just going to think, oh yeah, this person really knows what they're doing. So that's really a good little trick, is just to forget something. Stethoscope is a nice one that you can then go and get, which gives you time to look stuff up. Another really big trick, especially for new grads, especially because most of us are graduating, you know, fairly young. Most of us are women. We look pretty young when we graduate. A lot of times the clients don't know that you're the vet. They assume you're the receptionist. They assume that you're the nurse. And then when you have to correct them and say, oh no, I'm the vet, you're already at a disadvantage in their eyes. They've already logged you as a role that is not the veterinarian. And that can be hard to overcome. And also just having to say, oh no, I'm actually the vet, is a little bit nerve-wracking, especially when you're getting your feet wet. So having processes and systems in your clinic that will clearly identify you as the doctor, as the vet from the get-go, can be really helpful in setting the tone for your clients so that when you walk through the door, they know you're the doctor, they know you're the vet. First of all, having your nurses and reception introduce you as doctor. I hate being called doctor myself. You know, I just say, oh, I'm Ann. You know, you don't need to call me doctor. The thing is, as a new grad, before you get a little, you know, wiser, aka older, and then you don't have this problem anymore, it's helpful to be introduced either by yourself, a name tag, an embroidered lab coat, as doctor, because that just gives a clear-cut indication to the clients that that's who you are. Also, having a uniform or, you know, costume, whatever you want to call it, that visually separates yourself from the nursing staff can be helpful. Not that I don't love being considered a nurse, because I think they're amazing and work really hard, and I'm always flattered when someone thinks that I'm a nurse. But as a new grad, that can be a little bit of a challenge. So get yourself a white lab coat with your name, doctor, whatever, embroidered on it, because that will set you apart. And even if you wear that over the clinic uniform, it just sets you apart so that everyone knows, yes, you are the doctor walking in the room. If you feel a little bit weird about being called doctor, you can always use your first name instead of your last name. So, you know, I'd be called Dr. Ann instead of Dr. Herbst. And that can just make it a little less formal and makes you appear more friendly, more approachable but still in that role of the vet in the building. The next little trick that I have is the frozen computer trick. This is helpful if you're a locum and you don't know how to properly make up an estimate in that clinic. It's helpful if you need to look up a drug dosage. It's helpful if you're making up a treatment plan and you're not sure what you should include on it. Basically, you know, most exam rooms have computers in them these days, so a lot of times you should be able to just do everything in the room with the clients, but that's stressful, that's nerve-wracking. So everyone has experienced the frozen computer that's not working, everyone's experienced the internet cutting in and out. They all will appreciate and respect and understand that. So just, you know, hit some keys, move the keyboard around, move the mouse around, hit it up and down a couple times, say, ah, this computer's frozen. I'll be back in a second. I'm just going to go find a computer that's working. That's another way that's able to kind of get you out of the room in a different phase of the conversation. So the stethoscope trick is usually helpful when you're still doing your exam and not sure what the diagnosis is and needs help. But if you've made the diagnosis and you're making up meds or you're making up an estimate for treatment, the frozen computer trick works well. Another big one, especially for new grads, because new grads are always worried about the ethics of selling and, you know, they're worried about overselling. They're going into practice with this preconceived notion that the rest of the public has, which is that vets are overselling, they're overservicing and trying to get money. And as much as students know that's not how they feel, they still have that pressure from society and have that opinion. And new grads probably don't even recognize that they have that opinion. I remember being so naive and idealistic as a new grad, being like, I'm not overselling anything. I'm going to know what's going on. And the longer I practice, the more and more I realize how useful diagnostics are, because the more times I've seen what I expected to find was not the case. And in quote unquote routine blood work or doing a blood check to test for something, I have found something completely different. And as you progress in your profession, you're going to realize how much you don't know. Not that you're knowing more and more, you're going to realize, I really don't know without doing that test. Statistics are 80% of vet care that animals should be receiving, they're not getting. Vets are not overselling. I cannot stress that enough. Vets are underdoing diagnostics. They're underdoing treatments a lot of the times. And as a new grad, all I have to say is that if you honestly make a true medically indicated recommendation that is true to your heart, you will not be overselling. You will be doing what is in the best interest of that animal. A, you're going to probably recommend a lot more than other vets do, but that's because you're actually doing your job properly. But also, that genuinity, that being true to yourself, is going to come across to the clients, and they're going to know you're not trying to oversell. You know, you're not going to try to sell them on something that they don't need. And you can say, you know, we could do this blood test, but I'm not as concerned about that. What I really think we need to do is check whether or not the white cells are through the roof. Let's start with that and see where we go. When you're really honest with owners, they're going to feel that, they're going to understand that, they're going to sense that from you, and then they're going to respect you more for it. So just be really honest and true to yourself, be true to the medicine you were taught in school, and honestly recommend what you think is indicated. Don't think that you should know the answer, because you shouldn't. That's why tests exist. You know, imposter syndrome is very real. Don't let it eat you up. If you think a test is indicated, recommend it and offer it honestly, and that'll come across. The next trick and tip, which is kind of part of that, is to trust yourself. You know, you're going to feel these little red flags going off in your head where something just isn't going to feel right. You're going to think, oh, I should be doing this. Trust yourself. You know a lot. You learned a lot in school. I promise you. I know it doesn't feel that way, but you really did learn a lot. And when those little flags go off that make you think, ugh, maybe I should test for that, tell them. Tell the owner. Just say, you know, something is not quite right about the scenario. I'm worried that we're missing something. I really think that we should do this test for these reasons. And then they can choose whether or not they do it. But trust yourself enough to listen to those flags. Trust yourself enough to recommend what you think is proper based on what you were taught in school. The next little trick is a fun one, especially because, you know, as you graduate, you look so young, and a lot of times you're going to get comments like, oh, how long have you been doing this for? Or is this your first time? Or for surgeries, you know, well, have you done this a lot? Do you have experience with it? So what you can say that works pretty much universally is, oh, it feels like forever. So have you been doing this for a while, or is it your first time? You know, it's not a lie, but you're giving clients confidence that you know what you're doing and that you just look young. You don't have to say, oh, it's my first day. You can if you like, but if you want it to not feel that way or not come across that you are brand new, you can say, oh, it feels like forever. If they're asking about a particular procedure or surgery, for example, even if you've done it once, you can say, well, I haven't had a bad outcome yet. So that works as well, because it's not really saying that you have done the surgery a lot, but it's saying that, yes, I have done it and it's gone well. So just little phrases that are true. They're not lies, but they're also, you know, not just declaring that, no, I've never, you know, this is my first time or I've only done it once. Obviously, if it's a surgery that should be referred and it's something that, you know, being honest with owners is important. If you're not comfortable with the surgery or confident, you should say, look, I'm not confident with the surgery. I haven't done it before. I'm happy to try if referral's not an option. That's really important to do. But, you know, there's these other situations where, yes, you know, you've done 3 foreign body surgeries. And instead of saying, oh, I've only done 3, you can say, you know, haven't had a bad outcome or feels like forever, you know, those types of things. Another trick that is, you know, good for new grads and everyone, we should all be doing this because it will drastically decrease the number of medical mistakes that we make, is having a routine and a systematic approach that you follow for every single case and every single consult. So, you know, you go in, you ask them about the history, you let them tell their story, then you do your physical exam. You do your physical exam exactly the same way every time so that you're not missing something. And then you sit down, you make your problem list, differential, that sort of stuff. But just have a consistent routine that you follow with every single case. You don't try to, this helps you not jump the gun and miss things. And it is really going to help you, A, look confident to owners, because you're going to have that skeleton structure that you can just go in and follow. So you're not kind of floundering being like, what do I do next? You're going to look very confident because you know exactly what you're doing next. And also it's going to help you be much more thorough and collect a large bank of normals that you can then gauge your abnormals against when you're talking about physical exam findings. Another big trick, especially for new grads, because you're so stressed and worried about finding the answer, because you're so worried about, oh my gosh, what is the diagnosis? What am I going to do? In your head, you're thinking, and the owners are talking and telling you stories. They're telling you important information, and you're completely missing half the information that they're telling you because you're stressed out trying to think, okay, what's the answer? You're trying to jump to the answer. So what I suggest doing is just start each sick animal consult was, when was Fluffy last 100%? And then let them tell you that. That will bring them back kind of to the beginning of when the illness began, and let them tell you their whole story. Don't try to jump to answers. Don't try to make a diagnosis. Just listen. You might need to ask some clarifying questions here and there, you know, and then he had diarrhea. Was there blood in it? Yes or no? That kind of stuff. But let them tell their whole story so that you're not trying to jump to a diagnosis when you're missing half the information. Because a lot of what they're going to tell you and what they think is important isn't necessarily going to be relevant. And the relevant part might come 5 minutes into their explanation. So really listen to owners. Not only is going to help you get a diagnosis and a better history, it's also going to help you significantly with your client interaction, because they're going to have felt heard. The biggest issue that people, patients, owners have is when they're at the doctor is not being heard. So if you just let clients tell their story, then they've said their piece. And then when you ask questions, they'll actually listen to the question to give you an answer. And when you talk about, you know, your recommendations, they're actually listening to you instead of in their head being like, oh, I didn't tell them this. I have to remember to tell them this. Because that's what they do in their head otherwise. So giving them that chance to tell their whole story is so beneficial in so many different ways. Our next tip, and it goes along with the last two, is don't rush. As I said, don't try to jump to a diagnosis because that's a huge cause of medical mistakes and cognitive errors. So just have your routine. Don't try to rush the consult. Don't try to jump to a diagnosis. Just kind of collect all of your pieces of the puzzle, collect all your information. Once all of that is gathered, make your problem list, make your differential diagnoses list, and then go from there. Don't try to rush through it just to get an answer, and don't feel that you have to have an answer in the exam room with the owners. You can say, you know, this is my problem list. The problem is that your dog is vomiting, it's been drinking and peeing more, and it's been getting progressively worse over the last month. What we need to do to figure out what the cause of that is blood work. You don't need to try to jump to a diagnosis and list all of the things it could be. You can list the problem list to them. And then they're really going to say, okay, they've heard me. They know the problems and they're looking for a diagnosis. So that will help as well. The last tip I have is, and I cannot stress this enough, value yourself. You went through a difficult degree. You put in the hours. You learned the information. You are a kick-ass vet. You really, really are. Feel it. Own it. As you feel that yourself, your clients are going to feel that confidence that you have in yourself and that value. That is going to penetrate out and they're going to trust you and you're going to be able to better care for your patients if you can just allow yourself to feel valuable to yourself. And you really are a valuable person, you're a valuable member of the team, you have a lot of information, and you're amazing. So really just feel that and own it. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope that these tricks will help. As I said, they're geared towards new grads, but I think they're helpful for everyone. If you are new into practice and you're having a little bit of trouble fitting in or feeling that value, check out our consulting, check out the blogs at kickassvets.com. And as always, advocate for yourself because you are the only one that will.